It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
See, I think women pay for sex because we end up having sex with a guy and then we never hear from them again, or they treat us terribly. Like, you've paid emotionally. You know, you had sex with a guy and now you've had to, you're paying the price afterwards.
You enjoyed it too. Don't act like you didn't enjoy it.
No, we enjoyed it, but okay. You know, maybe we want more. We're not going to get more because, you know, the guy ghosted us.
Yeah, but then find somebody else. Women can walk down the street and go, hey, you, come here. It's that easy. Guys, we have to work at it a little bit. So if the guy doesn't call you back, walk down your street and pick somebody else.
You know, it's funny you would say that because I have one friend in an open marriage, and she said her husband finally sat down with her and said, listen, I'm starting to find this is really an unfair situation.
Uh-huh.
Because as a straight, good-looking white male, I will walk in, meet a woman and say, hey, do you want to have sex? By the way, I'm married. This isn't going anywhere. And women are like, no, thank you. Like, I'm not your whore. Sorry.
Right.
My girlfriend can walk into any room and say to any guy, listen, I want to have sex with no strings attached. And all the guys are like, my turn. When's my turn? When do I go next? So in an open marriage, it tends not to work out for the guy. So I will give you that.
Okay. Let's put it in the text of driving a car. So if I'm driving a car and I pull up to a red light and there's a girl next to me with her windows down, she's listening to whatever, and my windows are down, and she looks over at me and says, you want to have sex? Yeah. But if I look over at her and say, do you want to have sex? I'm the creepy guy then.
And she's rolling her window up fast.
And calling the police.
Pretty much.
But I'm not doing that.
There's a sexual predator on the loose. I have his license plate for you.
But she could say that all day long, and we would find the next parking lot, whatever.
But this explains why some men actually pay for sex, why they have to hire a prostitute or an escort, or, you know, like in John's case, I'll call him John because he's a John, and I don't want to say his real name. You know, he paid for sex when he was in Amsterdam, right, John?
You can window shop, and the girls, they know what they're looking for. So if they see you happen to walk by the window three separate times, they're going to open up that window and try and sell you a little bit. So it's very interesting.
How did you know where to go?
The night before I actually went down there, we took a tour, a big tourist attraction, the Red Light District. And so we went down through a tour to get kind of familiar with the area.
Right.
So the next night, we went down there by myself and started out by going to the bar. So got a little hyped up, had a little beer, and started walking around. And you'll see a bunch of beautiful ladies, and they're all in the windows, and they're all either dancing for you. Some of them are just sitting there texting on the phone. So anyway, I walked by this one girl three different times, and on the third time, she actually opened up the door and said, I know what you're looking for. So she automatically goes for, you know, what does it cost? Well, essentially it's $50. I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but $50 for a
in
American money, about 65 for 15 minutes. Beautiful blonde,
65,
no tan
15
lines,
minutes.
Had the little Dutch accent, black glasses, all together.
Wow, that's interesting. I love that he did that.
He paid $65 for 15 minutes.
Right, because that's the going rate in Amsterdam, apparently.
We pay for sex with wedding cake. That's what we pay for sex with. And trust me, our sex is a lot more expensive, and it's the same thing all the time.
No, that's so stupid, because you had sex before you got married. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Okay. But I still paid for it.
You didn't pay for your own wedding?
No, I'm saying that's how guys pay for sex now.
So what you're saying is my mother prostituted me out. My mother paid for my wedding. She paid for the wedding cake. So she paid for me to
She's
have
your
sex.
Pimp. That was exactly what your mom did. She walked in with the fish and the heel and the cane and the big hat. Yeah, she was your pimp.
Well, it explains why she's a terrible pimp, like why I should never trust her, because there wasn't much sex in that marriage, and that marriage didn't last long. So my mother, her pimp career is over.
Would have Sean Lee been much better off by just paying for sex three times a month? I mean, yeah, because you're a massive pain in the ass 24 hours a day.
It's true.
So if you only, he probably only got sex three times a month.
Year.
So if you, Okay. we'll say twice a month. So if he's paying $65 bucks a time, that's like $130 a month. And then he doesn't have, then they don't have to put up with you all year. What a deal. So I am all for this.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure you. Well, you can go ahead and move to Amsterdam and have all the meaningless sex you want.
You could smoke pot legally and what? Oh, that sounds like the greatest place. What's the weather like there?
You don't smoke pot.
I know. I will. I can learn. I'm willing to learn. I've never been to a prostitute either. I'm willing to learn.
My boyfriend told me about like one time he was on a trip. He used to work for American Express and they took them all to Amsterdam because there's an office there and they're wandering around and
it was,
you know,
called
he was the
Amsterdam
young...
Express there.
Right, it's Amsterdam Express, not American Express. What was I thinking? So he's walking around. He's the youngest of all of them because he's there with like all of his bosses. So he was like, you know, young and hot at the time. He was like 30, you know, and or maybe even young. He was in his 20s. And they went to the red light district. And one of the girls took a look at him and was like, hey, you know, and was like trying to seduce him.
Right.
And he's like, I understood that she was a prostitute. I understood she wanted money. And there was a side of me that I was like, this could be exciting. But he was scared out of his mind. He was like, there's no way. It's like, in my mind, I think like I'm going to, you know, be this Lothario and I'm just going to have sex with all these hot prostitutes because I'm 27, you know. But when he actually got to the reality of it, he said he was so scared that the last thing he was thinking about was sex. Mm-hmm. And he was like, can I go get a beer? Like, I don't want to be here anymore. He said it scared the bejesus out of him. So I admire that John was able to walk in there and do the deed, because I think the fantasy of it is different than the reality.
All right, Cooper, that's what you tell your girlfriend. In real life, Joe was walking down the red light district going, you take American Express?
I'm sorry, Amsterdam Express? You take Amsterdam Express?
I'm going to expense this. Yeah, Joe was scared of the prostitutes. And you believed him. Oh, no, I was terrified that they were going to give me sex. And you said, oh, I feel so bad for you.
No, come on. It wasn't the sex he was scared of. It was, you know, the commitment. Maybe she'd want more afterwards. Then he'd have to have a long-distance relationship.
I don't want to be here, guys. I don't want to be in the red light district. I want to go have a beer.